Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
WBBM-FM and HD1 Chicago. Gabe and Nina. Weekday mornings. This is B96.
Good morning, happy Thursday. Shout out to the Work Hard, Be Good crew. Especially those people that are working hard. I had it a second ago.
Because 2021 is exactly the same as 2020.
Yes. Shout out to those of you working hard, despite the fact that 2021 is an exact duplicate of 2020 so far.
I mean, we said it. It's all of a sudden a new year doesn't make magic happen.
But No.
No, not a new you.
Right.
Hopefully, though, you still plan on being good. Shout out to all of you that are going to be good, even when things don't go your way.
I like that. It is time for the top 6 of 6 in no particular order with us, Gabe and Nina.
Number 6.
Nina, why don't you go first today?
Okay. Well, there's something going on in my building. I swear, man, having so many neighbors so close to you, you hear things. And this has been the weirdest thing. And I've been taking note, paying attention to the time. So my neighbor above me, it's got a great speaker system. Shout out to them. They've got it all hooked up real
I was going to say, because I thought you liked hearing things from your neighbors.
I mean, I do usually because I find it really funny. And it's like a reality show, especially the vent in the bathroom. I hear some crazy things over there. But my neighbors directly above me, they have this amazing sound system. And every night around 8:30, 8:45, they play. The weird part is they only play two songs.
Okay.
I don't really know what the songs are, but I mean, it's about 6 minutes.
Each song?
No, it's about 6 minutes total of how it's just booming for 6 minutes between like 8:30 and 8:45. I'm like, what are you doing for 6 minutes of booming? Like, I don't care. It doesn't actually bother me.
Sure. You know me, I'm an idea bubble guy. Like when somebody says something, I'm like, oh, well, this is what I think it is.
Yeah.
That sounds like an ab workout.
Maybe.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like a little quick little, I got to get this in every day. And this is my high intensity ab workout.
They're really blasting the music. Like, I feel it.
There's no jumping, right?
No.
It's not working out.
No,
it's not like
jumping.
That. Right,
it's just the bass that I hear and that I feel. And it's about 6 minutes. So I'm like, what are you?
6 minutes every day, every time.
What are you doing up there every day at that time? I kind of want to go knock on the door and find out, but that's crazy.
Hey, you know what you should do? You go upstairs, Nina, and you say, hey, you know what? I love that song you play every day at 6:40. Is it the same song?
No,
it's
always
funny.
Different.
Damn.
I know.
All right.
There was
number
one.
Five.
There was one I liked that had some like piano and bass. I was like, what is this? I don't know.
That's what I'm saying. You go up there and you're like, but go in the middle so that way you can see if he's naked or not. And then that way.
Hello. Anyway.
All right. Number five. So there is a female announcer. Her name is Kate Abdo, who's stunning. Mm. Extremely talented. In this particular clip, she's covering boxing, but I actually found out about her because she covers soccer as well for CBS All Access.
Okay.
So, but the funny part is not her looks, not her intelligence, what she said to the father of two boxers who just finished winning their fights.
By father to two of the fighters that are on the card this evening. Sean Garcia already fought. Ryan Garcia, of course, the main attraction. Henry Garcia, it's great to have you here with us tonight. You make them pretty. You make them athletic. That's some good sperm you got there, sir.
Yeah. She wished. Where's the lie?
I don't know. It's just like, you know, hey, great job raising these kids. Hey, fantastic keeping them on the straight and narrow. You got some really good sperm there, sir. You're like, What?
I wonder if that's just like a female's mindset, though. Because like when you start thinking about like you reproduction, would never, like Nina, you want somebody that's got some good juice to make sure you have
I've
a good baby.
I've told you time and time again, I envy your interview skills. And I would never imagine that the sentence, man, you got some good sperm there, would ever slip out of your mouth. Anyway, let's just get out of that.
Number four.
I'm going to find a way to do it.
Yeah.
Okay. Would you ever spend $156,000 on a television?
No.
Yesterday, we started kind of talking about the technology, right? Like, it's changing. One day, you know, you may be able to have holograms of a person pop up on your cell phone. But these TVs, so they're starting to roll out, like, a bunch of new technology, and Samsung has these TVs that are coming out in the new year. And they're one of them specifically is a 110-inch, like, huge thing that goes on the wall. It's an 8K QLED, whatever that means. But it looks like, you know, as if you were in the picture. You know what I mean?
Well, I mean, first of all, that's absolutely ridiculous. It's not for people's homes, is it, though, right?
It's for people's homes. And it comes with a solar-powered remote control. So they actually rolled this out in Korea originally. Uh-huh. And so now they're bringing it over here to the U.S. But $156,000 for a TV, like, I want to be able to touch the man with the good sperm on the screen.
Oh, stop it, Nina. You're out of here.
Number three.
You're like, this is a fantastic company. You must have good sperm. Oh, man. Anyway. Okay, so number three story today is there's a company called Ryanair. And they're an airline in the UK. And they're under some heat right now because of their campaign to have people travel again once they get the vaccine.
Vaccines are coming, so you could jab and go. Book today on Ryanair.com. And if your plans change, so can your booking.
Most people like a jab and go.
You got an interesting theme going on with your stories today.
Jab and go. Boom, boom. But they're talking about the vaccine. Get a vaccine and then jump on a plane.
I mean,
but
inject and go, jab and go. I'm trying to think of other words.
I love jab and go. Take a look. I don't know. But I'm thinking this. I'm not upset at them because I feel like, I think that's a good thing. I feel like when you think about marketing and capturing the moment,
yeah,
when you're talking about the vaccines that are going on, jab and go, get people to go on the thing again. Would you jab?
No, wait. The funny part is I had a dream about this last night that I ended up getting the vaccine, and I came on the air and was like, guys, I had to do it because I was on a plane. And then you tell the story. I jab and go.
Uh-oh. Do they got... No, that's not right.
Number two.
In no particular order.
In no particular order.
Okay. Well, the news has just gotten you down and you want to feel beautiful. Halsey is here for you, actually. And it was kind of a surprise. Much like surprise albums, she dropped a surprise beauty line called About Face. Nobody even really knew that this was coming, but she's got all of this makeup that she rolled out on the same day that J-Lo dropped J-Lo Beauty. So that was earlier this week. Kind of smart, really.
I mean, with the stimulus checks dropping, I mean, it might be
number one.
Let me see. So yesterday, I went to go buy a microwave, adulting. So friend Pinky Ring, she's a rapper here in Chicago, whatever.
Sweet. Love her.
So she lives in my condo in Humble Park, and she's been without microwave for a couple of weeks now. So I went yesterday to the Lowe's on Division and Ashland. Shout out to the squad over there. They're really cool. They listen to B96. They're awesome.
Oh my gosh, thank you.
And so I walk up to the front because I don't know the layout of the store. And I'm like, hey, I want this microwave, but I don't see it. Like, so can, you know, I'm saying, can you look at what she's like? Yeah. And she's like, oh, you went with the full price. You didn't go to the clearance aisle. Okay, money bags. And I didn't know how to respond in the moment.
Like, what does that mean?
And then this dude goes to go get his name was Edwards. I remember his name. His name is Edwards. And he's like, yeah, man. He's like, because the microwave I wanted was in the basement.
Of course apparently. It was.
Of course it was. And so the guy's like, you didn't go on the clearance? I was like, I didn't know where it was at. I was like, but take me over there. I was like, because let me tell you something. What I'm not, Gabe does not do is pay full price.
Yeah.
So I was like, so I go over there, find a nice one, got it hooked up. And then I ended up buying a saw. An electric saw.
Oh, bruh, here we go.
You want to talk about like old man Gabe? You want to talk about like transitioning when you get a child and a dog?
What are you going to do with a saw?
I need to trim some cabinet wood.
What? You just got new cabinets. You paid somebody to do that.
No, the shelving. Trust me, I don't even want to get into that. But the point is, shout out to the people at Lowe's. Microwave's going to get installed today. Not in my house, my condo and Humble Park, but Pinky's living here. But I did want to shout out the people at Lowe's because I know they listen and they do. And always go to the clearance aisle because I always got the plug. Would you? Here, let me ask you this. This is a great question.
Okay.
The full price one that I wanted was $300.
Okay.
Okay. The discounted one that was in the clearance aisle was $199. So it was different, a difference of $100.
Sure.
But it was a returned item.
Oh, see, I wish I would say.
This is good. We should talk about this. Because here's the thing. I like to think somebody bought that big old microwave and just was like, this don't fit or this don't work with what's going on here in this room. And then they sent it back. They didn't like use it for a year and bring it back. It was brand new. They just returned it.
Okay. We'll save $100 and just get the
used one.
Would
you save $100? Ooh, I don't know. It's open box.
It's not for my condo. That's for Pinky. Damn. So there you go. You bought the new one?
No.
Okay.
And I was like, can I get a discount on this? Because this is a clear
zone. Oh, my God.
Like we said, guys, in no particular order, happy Thursday. It's P96. Gabe and Nina, B96, happy Thursday. You know, usually when you want to find out if you're old school or not, you just start saying, like, the cool slang words around your kids. And if they make fun of you, then you're old school, right? But look, we got a better way. You can just answer these three questions on our game that we call TBT Throwback Trivia.
877-591-9696. Use that number if you know the answer to this question about a song. This artist is currently married to NFL player Russell Wilson. But in 2004, she brought us a song called 1-2-Step.
Oh, damn. I thought you were going to do the other one.
No, this one. Let me see you 1-2-Step. I love it when you 1-2. All right. You know the song. But what's the name of the artist that sings it? What's her name?
Okay, guys. She's married to Russell Wilson. And she's an amazing mother.
Yes, and dancer.
Do you know who she is?
877-591-9696. And then get two more questions.
TBT Throwback Trivia. This is our game we play each and every weekday, 6:20, 9:20 a.m., where we give you three questions, and we say Savannah and St. John, you're old school. If you can get all of them right, though.
Of course. You have to answer these questions
first. Okay.
You ready, Savannah?
I am ready.
Okay, here's the first question. You just heard about a song. This artist is currently married to NFL player Russell Wilson, but in 2004, she brought us a song called 1-2-Step. Let me see you 1-2-Step. What's her name?
Sierra.
I thought Nina was going to say Goodies. That's my favorite.
Yeah,
my
Goodies. I love that song.
Oh, I love that song.
Okay, I guess I should.
Oh, my bad. Let me be more specific. I love that video. Okay, anyway, let's go. Move on.
Okay, guys, I should have done Goodies, guys. Okay, here's the next one. In 1994, we're going way back, Savannah, there was a, there was a sitcom about a non-human family. The baby of the family is known for always screaming, not the mama, not the mama, not the mama. They're not human. What were they?
Huh.
Ooh. Dinosaurs?
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, that's right.
It came to me at the very last minute.
Not the mama.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, it is. It's dinosaurs. That's
okay,
actually.
Okay.
What was the name of the show?
Dinosaurs.
Oh, it was called. Oh. I'm sure that brainstorm session was a long one. All right, question number three. Here we go. Yeah.
Here we go. Okay. The movie She's All That came out in 1999.
Damn, Nina.
I know. This is fun, though. But it's getting a reboot now, and it's starring TikToker Addison Rae. But the original movie stars an actor whose name ends in Junior. I have a feeling Savannah knows this.
All right, Savannah.
I do.
Savannah, what is it?
It is Freddie Prinze.
Say the ending, Junior. Good job.
Good job, Savannah. Oh,
before, I just had to say the first part. Sorry.
No, no problem, Savannah. Listen, before you sing the song, I think it's just my duty to say this. Freddie Prinze Jr. is Puerto Rican. All right, anyway.
Is he?
Absolutely.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Google that. I told you. You get the handbook when you're born of all the Puerto Ricans that people don't know are Puerto Rican. Freddie Prinze Jr. All right, here we go.
Okay, here we go. All right. Go, Savannah. You old school. Happy New Year. Do you, boo. Shake your booty, girl, because you old school. Go, Savannah. Go, Savannah.
Good job, Savannah.
I'm just kidding.
Congratulations. No problem.
This is the first time we had to sing this year.
Let me ask you this, Savannah. What was one of your favorite vacation spots growing up?
Oh, great one.
Oh, my gosh. This is going to sound sad, but I didn't really go on very many vacations. So once I grew up, I started traveling, and my favorite place to go is London.
Damn.
Never
you went
to
from
London.
Zero to 100 like so quick.
I know.
Had to make up for lost time.
I love it, Savannah. Thanks for playing, guys. All right.
Oh, switching it up.
It is time to get you on for Wake Up Wars. That is a game we play each and every weekday at 7:10 a.m.
Exactly. You're going to get a question about Female-centered, male-centered, and a Chicagoland question. We need two new contestants today. The lines are wide open if you think you can answer all of these correctly.
877-591-9696. I got your music in the background.
Already.
Blackhawks music. Their season started this week.
I saw that.
Yeah. Anyway, we want to talk about them. We want to talk about you winning something. All right, guys? 877-591-9696. We're looking for two brand new contestants. We got that on the way. Also, the baby daddy check-in. All that is next on B96. Gabe and Nina. Gabe and Nina, that's who it is.
Hello.
In the morning, right here on B96. And it is time for the baby daddy check-in. Two dad jokes and the baby updates. First dad joke. So, I broke up with my girl.
Aw.
Yeah, I found out she was a communist.
Uh-huh.
I should have known, though. There were red flags everywhere. If you don't know communists, they wave a red flag.
So. Oh, a lot of people can use that joke today. Red flags, you know?
The baby daddy check-in today is a sad one.
Uh-oh.
You know, I like to consider myself tough.
Yeah.
I grew up in the city, went to public schools, talk a lot of trash.
But you're a softy, too.
Deep in my heart, but I am a toughy guy.
Okay.
And I cannot remember the last time I got punked. And I got punked yesterday by my daughter.
This is the beginning.
I gotta be honest with you, I really didn't know how to feel.
What did she do?
Because it's like, when you get punked on the street, like, you have the option to, like, do things about it. But when your daughter punks you, you, like, you can't do anything about it.
What?
She slapped me. I was holding her on the side of my, like, I was holding her hair, and we were just hanging out. And she was, like, going to grab the, we have a dry erase board on our kitchen. And she went to go grab a marker because we write down what time the dog pees and poos and eats and what time Whitney pees and poos and eats so we can switch off on her responsibilities. So as I'm doing it, she's grabbing the dry erase marker and I grab it from her hand. And as I'm putting it back on the refrigerator and saying no, she goes and reaches it. Slapped me. I mean, she didn't slap me because she's only 8 months old. She doesn't know what she's doing. But it was like a nice little right hook to the face and it shocked me. And Nicole's right there and I was like, what? And she's like, what happened? I said, I just got hit in the face. And I don't know what to do about it. It's like, and she's just staring at me. And I'm like, I'm getting punked out right now by my little 8-month-old baby. And I'm like,
nothing.
So anyway.
Did you give her the marker?
Yeah, she punked me. I had to give it back to her. All right, second dad joke, guys. Nina. How do fish get high?
How?
Seaweed. Okay. All right, guys. Let's see. Yesterday, Jennifer and Hinsdale
won
3 in a row. So she got her breakfast. She's well on her way to her favorite place right over there, Pages.
Yep. Look at that spot. Good memory.
But we have two brand new contestants ready to try their shot at some breakfast on Wake Up Board. So make sure you're here for it. All right after Justin Bieber, Chance the Rapper. Here's Oli on B96.
Wake Up Wars. Team Gabe against Team Nina. Right now on B96.
B96, Chicago's new hit music. Happy Thursday. It is time for Wake Up Wars. This is the game we play each and every weekday at 7:10 a.m. where we ask you a question that is male-centered, female-centered, and then Chicagoland-centered. And if you can get 3 victories in a row, you can get yourself some breakfast. And representing for Team Gabe today, we got Jen and Lyons. Good morning.
Good morning.
We also have Melissa and Schaumburg ready to play on Team Nina today. Welcome to Wake Up Wars.
Good morning.
All right, Jen, do you want to go first or do you want to let Melissa go first?
I'll let her go first.
Perfect.
Thanks, Jen. Hang on a second. All right, Melissa, I know you know how this game is played, but while you're playing along at home, you heard Gabe. You're going to get a female-centered question, a male-centered question, and that Chicagoland question. Here it is. You ready?
Yep.
This incredible woman was an associate justice of the Supreme Court from 1993 until she passed last year. She spent much of her legal career as an advocate for gender equality and women's rights, and she made the collar necklace quite fashionable. What's her name?
I have no idea.
It's okay, Melissa. You still have 2 more questions we can try to get right here. Here's the next one. Squirtle Charmander.
Why did you say it like that?
When I played, I always said Squirtle. Oh. Charmander and Bulbasaur are all characters in what popular game franchise that is worth over $92 billion?
A Never-Ending Story?
I put the money in there because I could not believe how valuable this company is. We'll tell you the answer in a second, Melissa.
Because everybody's screaming Squirtle. All right, here it is, Melissa. The MCA is located downtown, but most people have never been. This museum features unique art pieces showcased in gallery form. Now that you know what the M and the A stand for in MCA, what about the C? What does it stand for?
Chicago. Oh my God, three wrong.
It's always harder when you're on.
That was rough.
That's okay, Melissa. Maybe these were tough.
You know what? Maybe they were hard.
Maybe they were tough.
We've seen people get to the tiebreaker 10 with zero correct.
It's so true.
All right, hang on 1 second for us. All right, Jen in Lyons. So, you know, Melissa and Schaumburg didn't do too well, but it could mean that the questions are just hard. She got zero questions correct today.
Oh boy. Okay. Right,
yeah. You know what though, Jen? I got faith in you.
I got this.
This incredible woman was an associate justice of the Supreme Court from 1993 until she passed late last year. She spent much of her legal career as an advocate for gender equality and women's rights, and she made the collar necklace quite fashionable. What is her name? You should have given the initials.
I should've.
If I told you RBG, what would you say?
Spinberg.
Okay. Oh,
okay.
Close enough.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah. The initials.
All right. Question number two. Squirtle, Charmander, and Bulbasaur are all characters in what popular game franchise that is worth over $92 billion?
Pokemon?
I've never played Pokemon in my life. Not the video
me
game.
Me neither.
Not
I
the
have
card
a ton
game.
Of kids, so that helped me out. Yeah.
It's really fun.
I just have Nina across. All right. Question number really three. Fun. The MCA is located downtown, but most people have never been. This museum features unique art pieces showcased in gallery form. Now that you know what the M and the A stand for in MCA, what about the C? What does it stand for?
Chicago?
I literally put that question so that people could guess Chicago for the C.
And they did. Both of them did.
I'm almost sadly surprised. Usually I'm excited.
You were right.
I'm excited with those things. Hey, Melissa and Schaumburg, you know what? The questions were hard today.
Yeah,
Jen only got one question correct. Giving her the victory. Congratulations.
Good job, Jen.
Thank you.
Let's get you guys the answers to the question. Number one.
Gabe was right. I should have given the initials, but it's Ruth Bader Ginsburg.
Yeah.
RBG.
Everyone should know about that. Wonderful woman, not just women. Question number two. All those three are characters in Pokemon. Pokemon.
Yeah.
I know.
She knew it. Okay. And the museum, guys, is the Museum of Contemporary Art.
I thought it was culture, but contemporary.
That's also a good guess.
And Jen, no cursing, okay?
Yep. Sorry, my bad.
You won. Don't be upset. All right. Hey, Melissa, we love you for listening to us.
Thank you
Honestly,
so much.
You are one of our favorites. We love having you on the show, and we know that you love us. So thank you very much. Have a great week, okay?
Yeah, and tell her that I will be rooting for her the next 2 days so she can get that breakfast.
She can hear you, Melissa.
Oh, thanks, darling. I appreciate it.
Yeah.
Oh, that's great. You guys are sweet. Have a good one, Melissa. All right, Jen in Lyons, two victories away from the breakfast. How do you feel?
Oh, I feel wonderful. Okay. I'm on my way to work right now.
Okay, good. Just don't eat anything until you win the breakfast. Okay?
Right.
So you can really enjoy it.
For the next 2 days.
All right, Jen, we're going to get your information. Just hang on 1 second for us, okay?
All right, darling. Thank you.
All right, guys, if you want to take on Jen in Lyons tomorrow in Wake Up Wars, we get our contestants right around 6:55.
Yeah.
So make sure you're here for that, all right? Now, when we come back, obviously, everybody got a lot of gifts for the holiday season.
Mm-hmm.
But what happens if you gift somebody something that you got from somebody else?
Regifting.
And they want to return it.
Ooh.
I got no receipt.
What do you say?
All right, we're going to have Alex join the show. 7:24. Don't go anywhere. Felix, Gabe and Nina in the morning on B96. All right, so we have our guy, fiance Frank, on the phone. Good morning, Frank.
Good
Good morning.
Well, congratulations, Frank. Engagement, hey.
Yeah, you know, you can't be mad at that. You see the music I got in the background, Nina. I'm sorry, Ms. Jackson. That's when he's apologizing to his mother-in-law. Frank might be doing the same. Frank, what's going on, man? What's going on with your situation?
So here's the deal. I got a present from my fiance's parents. Right? Car vacuum.
Okay.
You know, those little car vacuums?
Yeah.
Seems like a nice present for the in-laws, soon to be in-laws.
Sure.
Yeah, I thought so. And unfortunately, they already have the car vacuum. Like, they already got one.
Okay.
So they asked me for the receipt. Only problem is mine's a re-gift. This was
Okay.
So you got a car vacuum, you gave it to your in-laws, and you said they want the receipt?
Yeah, they want the receipt so they can exchange it for something else.
So when they asked for it, though, Frank, what did you say initially?
Well, I kind of just backpedaled real quick. I was just like...
He's like, I'm going to go look for it. Yeah. Go find it real quick. I'll be back.
Okay.
Oh, man, that's a tough situation to be. Okay, does your fiance know about this? No, huh?
Oh, no.
No, okay.
Not yet, at least.
Also, nobody knows it's a re-gift.
Oh, man.
Okay.
I do.
Obviously.
All right, Nina, let me ask you this. This is a tough situation. So he's re-gifting to his in-laws. Wait, so why don't you want to just tell him the truth?
It's just kind of a shady thing to do, right? I probably shouldn't have re-gifted to begin with.
Yeah. At this point, I wouldn't tell them either, Frank. What you got to do is you just go over there and take the vacuum back and go, no problem, guys. Let me get you something else. Let me do it.
Because
then that
myself.
Way you can like rewrap it and still make it special without having to reveal that you were totally shady.
But you know, when you're talking about parents, they're older. They want to return stuff themselves. They got time on their hands. I'm sure that's probably... Okay. This is a great question. Okay, so what should Frank do then? Should he lie and save face and be like, yeah, let me get the thing? I think you should tell the truth, Frank. You don't want to start the relationship off on a lie. And it's your in-law, so you could be like, oh my God, guys, this is so funny. Ha, 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 ha.
Can we role play?
Laugh like that, too. Laugh like that, too.
I don't know about that advice.
You want to role play? Nina and I do this often. Okay.
Okay. Yeah. I'm the parents.
Open the door.
Oh, hey, Frank.
Oh, my gosh. Hey, no, let's fast forward because that would take too long.
All right.
We're eating dinner.
Okay. So good.
Hey, guy, ask me, did you find the receipt? There you go. That's how we're going to do it.
Okay. Hey, Frank, did you find the receipt? Really like to take back that vacuum.
Oh, my gosh. This is actually, this is embarrassing. I got to be honest. I got to come clean, guys. That vacuum was actually a re-gift.
What?
No, you would never go what like that.
What?
You would never.
You gave me a gift.
You would never, ever,
that
ever,
you
ever
already
do that.
Had?
Nah. All right, Frank, hang on one second. We're going to throw this to the audience. Guys in the car, what would you guys do in this situation? Frank, fiance Frank is what we're calling him, because his soon-to-be in-laws, he gave him a car vacuum, but they already had one and they want the receipt so they can go return it. But it was a re-gift.
Uh-huh.
He has no receipt. Nina says,
Lie.
Go over there on a secret mission, take the thing, get them a new gift.
Yep.
Bada bing, bada boom.
Nobody knows. Everybody's happy.
I say, don't start the marriage off on the wrong foot.
I just can't imagine how that conversation would go.
All right, what would you do? 877-591-9696. Help fiance Frank out. We'll take your calls next. It's B96. Should he lie and go steal the vacuum like Nina said?
Yes.
Or should he just tell the truth and say, hey, this is a re-gifted item? That's what we're talking about. Fiance Frank actually gifted his in-laws, Ariel, on the South Side, a vacuum. What do you think about the gift of a vacuum, first and foremost?
I think it would be nice. Like, especially if they have grandkids or are going to get grandkids in the future, you know, it'll be easy to clean up those messes.
It's a good gift. Totally. That's what I'm trying to say. Ideas for other people.
Gift.
But Ariel, let me ask you, should he lie like Nina said and go steal the vacuum and return it on his own? Or should he tell the in-laws the truth? Fiance Frank, what should he do?
I feel like he should go ahead and just either tell them the truth, or his other option would be to see what store has that same like exact vacuum model.
You guys are so shady. I'm stopping everybody. You guys are shady.
I don't think it's shady. I think it's finding a solution to a problem.
No, let me tell you something. Because you were shady initially. You were shady initially by regifting the in-laws. Give that to like your cousin or something like that. And then you're lying about the whole thing. You're lying to your future in-laws.
Well, now that he already got himself in the situation, the solution is to just keep up with what you already started.
We're about solutions, not problems.
And get
fair.
Out.
Fair. Thanks for the call, Ariel.
All right. Noemi in Crown Point. So should he lie or come clean?
Hey, guys. I think that he should just be like, hey, I bought this back in the summer, early shopping.
Okay.
No longer have the receipt, and then roll into, hey, if you don't mind, I can grab it for you and then just exchange it for something
else. Exactly.
Like. Yeah, exactly. We're about to preach in a couple of minutes about the work hard, be good crew. You want t-shirts that say work hard, be good.
Nobody's saying that.
And then on the back of the t-shirts, lie.
It's not lying.
Work hard, be good. But when things get a little sticky, lie.
But in this particular situation, Noemi, I like it. The little detail, I got it early.
I like it. Tony Bellwood. All right, what do you think? Should fiance Frank lie about the vacuum that he regifted, or should he just come clean and tell the truth?
Don't lie. He already lied. You need to be good with your new mother-in-law, father-in-law. Just tell the wife.
Okay. I like that. Oh, Frank. Frank, you there? Fiance Frank?
What's up?
So that guy just said you should tell the wife.
Don't put that burden on her.
Well, because maybe you can consult the wife so that way you're not lying to the in-laws and the wife because you're trying to lie to everybody.
Okay. Well, if you don't want to lie to your fiance, that's fine, Frank. But now you're putting the burden on her and expecting her to lie. So since you started the lie, the only person that should be lying
work hard, be good, and lie to everybody.
lying is never a solution out of my mouth. It's only right now.
All right. Hey, Frank, will you join the show tomorrow and tell us what happened?
Yeah, no, absolutely.
Okay, I love it. All right, thanks for hanging with us.
I hope you heard
we'll talk
Frank.
To you tomorrow.
Good
oh, my
luck.
Goodness. Nina Savage.
Nobody's going to get hurt in this scenario. Nobody cheated. It's just a vacuum.
Are you lying to me right now? I don't know.
No, I'm telling
you. Are you lying? I don't even know if I should.
Okay.
Gabe and Nina, B96, it is time for Guess Your Gig. And up first, we got Lillian. Good morning in Oak Lawn. How are you?
Good. How are you?
All right. My first question to you, Lillian, is do you wear a backpack when you go to work?
No.
Interesting.
Lillian, have you ever had braces?
No.
You are a witch. No? I just thought.
Nope.
No,
maybe.
Gabe.
Okay,
she's a foot model.
Ah. No?
No.
What do you do for a living?
I'm a certified residential appraiser.
Okay.
Okay.
Let me ask you this. Have you ever gotten into a fight because you've given an appraisal too low?
Oh, gosh. All the time. I get phone calls. I get threats. I get everything. It's horrible.
I'll just tell you, don't accept the bribe, Lillian. Don't accept the bribe.
No, don't do it.
I got that before, too. They're like, oh, I got a bribe. You know, like, we'll give you all this and we'll give you money. And I'm like, no, I can't do that.
Don't
you know,
do it.
No, I got family to feed. I ain't trying to lose my job. Thank
I love
you.
It. And if you need a side hustle, girl, you could be a foot model. It's cool.
Exactly. That was my second guess was residential appraiser, certified person. Yeah. Thanks for the call. Maggie in high. Hines, Illinois. My first question to you is, have you ever worn black lipstick in your life?
I have not.
Interesting.
Maggie, do you know how to use power tools?
No.
Maggie, you are the person that cleans the buses at the end of the day in the garage.
No, I think
No bosses.
Oh, I said buses, but I don't want you to clean your boss either, Maggie. That'd be terrible.
No. Maggie, I think you're a toy maker.
Oh, that's interesting.
Not a toy maker either.
What do you do, Maggie?
I am a music therapist.
Oh, love that.
That's so great.
Tell me the number one song you prescribe to people.
Oh, it's all their choice. Patient preferred music.
Okay.
So, like, if somebody really likes the Backstreet Boys.
No, the right answer was B96.
We were looking
for B96 on that.
Yeah, the patient's prescription is B96.
All right, last call. Is it Britney or Whitney?
Whitney.
Okay.
Whitney. Yeah.
All right, we got Whitney, just like my daughter. My first question to you is, do you wear Pampers?
No.
No, okay.
Whitney, do you play an instrument?
I do not.
Oh, this is easy. You don't wear Pampers. You don't play an instrument. You are a ballerina. No?
I am not a ballerina.
I think you're a taste tester for See's Candy.
Who's Candy?
See's, I don't know.
Oh, okay. Whitney, what do you do for a living?
That would be lovely. I am a banker.
Oh.
You probably need a diaper in some moments. B96, Chicago's new hit music. We are Gabe and Nina. And, you know, we were actually talking about the last hour about the fact that I went to Lowe's yesterday to go purchase a
microwave.
Thank you.
Yeah.
And during the commercial break, we started talking about like people's preferences when it comes to those kinds of items, because I purchased it in the clearance aisle.
Sure.
And it was a returned open box item. So the question I have for you is, do you trust open box stuff for the discount? Like, is the discount worth the open box stuff? 877-591-9696. Are you team open box or are you team like, I need everything brand new? So the cost of the brand new item was $300 for the microwave. And then the open box was $200. So I saved $100.
That's a lot.
And so the person returned it. I looked it over. It didn't look like it had any scratches on it. It looked like they bought it and then just were like, oh, I don't need this. Or, you know, it's not the right size or something like that. And then they sent it back. So, I mean, I haven't installed it yet. So I don't know if it's going to work yet. But, I mean, when it comes to those clearance items that are open box, Nina, what's your take on that whole thing?
I would like to say that I would get the one on clearance.
Yeah.
But history says...
Really?
Now that I'm being honest.
Okay.
History says I always buy things brand new.
So what is it because you had... When you say history, is it because you had a bad experience with an open box item?
I think I have this superstition where I don't want other people's juju on my stuff. So if it's on sale, that's cool. I'll buy it on sale. But if it was previously owned, then I don't really want it. And I also might be scarred because my mom used to take me to garage sales all the time when I was younger. So everything we had was other people's stuff. And so now history says I want brand new.
I guess I just thought to myself, I was like, I'm buying this microwave. And if it doesn't work for whatever reason, I'll take it back the same way the guy did. And I'll just get my money back.
Great. Now somebody's going to go in there and get like a $50 microwave.
It's the super clearance thing. But when it comes to clearance items, I mean, what's your take? Do you have zero problem purchasing something that was there? The open box is what they call it.
Yeah.
Right, Nina? Open box thing. All right. 877-591-9696. What are your rules when it comes to that? Do you not mind open box stuff? Or are you like Nina and me sometimes?
Just be honest.
And you're like, I just need brand new only. All right. 877-591-9696. Take your calls next. It's Gabe and Nina. B96.
What's your name?
My name is Sarah.
Sarah, don't cry. It's okay. We're glad that we could pick up the phone and talk to you for a little bit. Are you a little nervous?
Yeah.
It's okay. You call all the time, so we wanted to make sure we picked up and said hello to you, okay?
Okay.
What are you doing this morning, Sarah? Are you in school?
I do online 2 days a week.
Okay.
Oh, good. Well, you know what? I'm glad you're listening to us before work. We wish everyone would keep that same schedule that they did before the schools started doing remote learning.
Thank you.
But Sarah, thanks for listening to us. We appreciate you, okay?
Okay.
Oh, that was so... Sarah, she's
so cute,
sweet.
Sarah.
She said, I was listening on the radio.com app.
She's listening on her little Alexa.
She's like, is this Gabe and Nina? Like,
hi.
Get a soft spot when you have a kid, man. I'm telling you.
I told you, my body wants one.
Your
give
body.
Me a baby.
Same Jennifer in Kenosha, welcome to the show. Glad you're here.
Jennifer.
Oh.
Hello?
Oh, there
we
go.
Sorry. We got so excited talking to Sarah that we got lost in the sauce. So, listen, we were talking a second ago. I just got this microwave. I bought it in the clearance aisle. It was open box, but not everyone feels like open box is the way to go. What's your take on that kind of a stuff? Do you buy open box or you try to stay away from it?
I will go with the open box every time.
Okay, tell me something you bought that's open box. Make me feel better about this purchase.
Oh, gosh. Okay, so just in the last few months, I typically buy open box from Amazon because Amazon has this used section after you scroll down
really?
To add to your cart.
Yeah.
Yes. And if you look at it, it says used, and then you can get more specific details if you click on that, and it'll say box is open, package is damaged.
Okay, but let me ask you this, Jennifer. Have you ever had a bad experience? There has to be at least one, just from sheer percentages.
No.
Really?
Okay.
I have not.
Okay, then tell me the best thing you purchased open box.
About $75 life jacket that I couldn't find anywhere else, even on Amazon. It was
Jennifer, of all of the things, I think life jackets would be the last thing that I would buy open box. You want it to save you.
That was like, she's like, now Jennifer, I was with you with Amazon. Thanks for the call. And you know what though? But that's like some advice I'd never even heard of. So thank you for sharing that with the audience because we had no idea. Elizabeth on the north side. Okay, you're not buying life jackets, Clarence, but what are you buying open box?
I would probably say house appliances as well. Maybe like microwaves, maybe things for the kitchen, stuff like that.
I mean, microwave, those things are built to last so long. I bought my mom a refrigerator back when I was younger, and it lasted like, 10, 11 years. So if you get a used one.
You're going to buy a used refrigerator?
Oh, no, yeah. Microwaves, they kind of, after a while, if they're not warming up, that means you need a new one.
Well,
see,
right.
I've never gotten to that point. Have you ever gotten to that point with a microwave where it's not warming your stuff up?
I move every couple years anyway, so no. I always get new stuff.
Hey, you know what? You never got to worry about the open box version of us. We're brand new each and every day. Gabe and Nina. How would you feel if you came home from work and you saw your child watching a cartoon about a man with a giant genital?
Business?
I want to speak.
In
Denmark, there's a show called John Dillerman.
Uh-huh.
It's an animation about a guy with a big thing. And it's flexible and it could save children from danger, fetch objects from a river, and operate as a pogo stick.
So it's like, I'm just thinking of like Gumby, but for just one part.
Yes. Lucky that guy. But no, this is actually a kid's show. So the BBC, you know, we have PBS.
Yeah.
In Denmark, they have the DR.
Okay.
It's not Dominican Republic. And over there, they've consulted doctors, physicians, and they said that when talking about private parts, it seems like a funny thing.
Uh-huh.
So they're trying to obviously go about it a different way, desensitizing kids, but also teaching them like the proper things to do. And that's because at the end of all these cartoons, he ends up always like doing the right thing because he ends up in a mistake, like ends up in some sort of pickle.
Uh-huh. A pickle.
I didn't mean to do that. I promise I did not mean to do that. But anyway.
So there's a lesson. Is this actually a lesson?
This is Nina, there's 13 episodes of this.
Wow.
I mean, I just can't. I mean,
I think it's important to have conversations about.
I'm
going to
show you this. Nina this picture because she always gives me good reactions when I show her like things on the thing.
But if you have a show about it. What the hell?
So, this
is
guy
hanging upside down because balloons are
okay.
Attached to it.
Follow, I can't put this on B96 social media. So follow me at Chicago underscore Gabe on Instagram. Follow me on Instagram. I'm going to put the picture up of this John Dillerman dude. He's hanging upside down and these balloons are carrying him, but
this you definitely can not
imagine
what
he's being carried by. I can't believe this is a children's show.
I did not learn like that.
Denmark, turn up. Dan, good morning.
Good morning. What's up?
First of all, Nina wants to know how you got your name to say that on your caller ID.
How did you? It says Dan the Man.
I think it was set up when I was in, like, middle school.
Oh, okay.
This is all the nickname if it lasted this long. That's
set himself up for life.
Well, Dan, I am going to be the sexy man today. I'm going to be saying something to you in Spanish, and you're simply going to tell me whether or not it is sexy or New Year's related. Fair enough?
Okay.
Cuando estás hablando del año pasado, me ha convertido en un mejor amante. Puedo tomarme mi tiempo fácilmente porque no hay necesidad de apresurarse.
Danny, was that sexy or New Year's talk?
I'm going to say New Year's talk.
No, not at all. I actually said, this pandemic has made me a better lover.
Oh, man.
I can easily take my time because there's no need to rush anymore.
How do you feel about that, Danny? Would you agree?
Dan's the man. He agrees about everything I'm saying. Have a good one, Dan. Thanks for playing. I mean, listen, if you are not a better lover in a pandemic, it's your fault and your fault only. And if your man or woman isn't a better lover, you need to tell them that. What are you going to rush for? You working from home tomorrow. You ain't got nowhere to go.
No,
What are you in a rush for? Anyway.
Even if you're by yourself, you know, you just take your time.
I got a house full of people. I don't know. All right, listen. We are about to go from Dan the Man to Stan your van. My friend is trying to avoid getting a minivan, but if you got one and you love it, we'd love to hear from you. 877-591-9696. Call now. So my friend has a car and he's leasing it. Mm-hmm. And the lease is up and him and his... Oh, my bad. Sorry, Pop Smoke. So they're leasing it and the lease is up on the car. They have a Jeep.
Oh, okay.
A Jeep Cherokee.
I love.
And the wife is like, hey, man, we're trying to work on this family and the kids, whatever. Our next car needs to be a minivan. And sure. He is like, Gabe, I cannot be getting a minivan. And I was just like, I don't know, dude. I feel like people that have minivans, they love their minivans. All the cool features. I mean, I don't have one.
Right. My uncle, when he got his minivan, he invited the whole family in to check it out. Nina. He was like, look, guys, there's TVs on the back seats. And when I push this button, look what's happened. He was so excited.
I'm so glad you said that because my cousin Ben and his wife Marina, when they got their minivan, they definitely pulled up to the crib and it had tents on it. It was all black. I got in. And I was like, damn, are we taking this on our Bears road trips? But listen, if you love your minivan, I need you to state your case. I need you to stan your van. You got to be like, you know, Stan is like a hardcore obsessed fan. Eminem's rapped about it. But we want you to stan about your van. So if you love your minivan, I want you to call us up right now. The phone number is 877-591-9696. He wants to keep the Jeep. What would you do in that situation, Nina?
I drew a hard line in the sand a while ago.
Oh, no minivans?
No minivans for me.
Really?
And I have fantasies about being like a soccer mom with a car full of kids and snacks and stuff. But I could do an SUV. I don't need to have a minivan.
You know, I thought that too. I have a Mazda CX-5.
Uh-huh.
And when you have Whitney in the back seat, Nicole, and then a dog, like Nicole was like sitting in the back and the dog was in the front. Like we felt like we were all just hanging out, high-fiving each other. Like that's how close we were. And it immediately became like obvious that we need to get a minivan in the future.
Oh my God. 3 months from now, Gabe's going to be standing his
van. No, don't wish that upon me. You did that with a dog and I ended up with one.
I know. Here it comes. Sarah and Homer Glenn. All right. You love your minivan. What's the best part?
The best part, it's the comfort. It has to be the comfort.
The space, right? I
mean, the space, yes. I mean, we were a military family. My husband and I met when we were active duty. And we were road tripping everywhere because it's just so expensive to drive to fly. So we've got two boys, and then I have a stepson too. And if we're all together, there's no way it's still going to be too tight.
Because you need the space. Thanks for the call, Sarah. I appreciate it. I mean, that's what my friend is dealing with right now. His lease is up on his Jeep Cherokee, and his wife was like, hey, we need to get the minivan. Let's cave. And he's like, but the Jeep Cherokee's big enough. That's what Nina says.
I mean, right. Or like a Suburban, you know. 877-591-9696.
It's called Stan Your Van. oh my God, I love the fill in the blanks, right? All right, we'll take your calls next. Call us up. Should he get the minivan or stick with the Jeep Cherokee? It's Gabe and Nina, B96.
Nick and Skokie, stand your van. What's so great about it?
Okay, so it's not really my van. It's my dad's minivan. But what I love about it is I find some motorcycles, and I usually end up putting like two or three motorcycles in the back of his
Damn.
Minivan.
Two or three motorcycles?
Nick loves a minivan so much, he borrows his dad's.
Yeah, but he probably still lives at home with his pops.
That's all right.
Nick,
yeah, I do.
That's okay.
That's great.
A lot of people do.
There's a lot of options. What?
Nothing.
Okay.
Nick, thanks, Nick.
You can move into the van.
Tori, Injustice, welcome to the show. Glad you're here.
Hi.
All right, so you heard the deal. My friend, him and his wife are arguing over what car they should be getting because they have a Jeep Cherokee. The lease is up, and she wants him to get a minivan. He wants to stay with the Jeep Cherokee. But I know people love their minivans like you, right? So what's the number one thing you love about it?
Yes. So I actually used to have kind of like a Jeep Cherokee, but my fiance wanted me to get the minivan.
Sorry,
I kept saying no because I'm 26. I didn't want one.
Yeah, of course.
You should never have that at 26. I had
a rental for it, and we have one kid right now. But it's great for like family vacations. I can put all the seats down and move stuff if I need to.
But what about, here's my one question, because you're 26, Tori. How do you pull up to the club?
She's a DD. She loads it up
you're
with all of her vans.
Driver?
She gets a babysitter.
Oh,
I usually am stuck being the designated driver.
All of her friends load up.
Honestly, I have gone out with friends. And we all are able to take one car.
I'm just picturing this one van and all these hot girls keep coming out of this van. Oh, and another one.
Oh, don't step on the Similac. My bad. Oh, watch the diapers and the wipes on the side.
That's so great.
Oh my
That's
gosh.
So great.
Thanks
Tori,
for the call.
Thank you.
All right, last one. Here we go, guys. My friend needs to get a new car. Don in Schaumburg. Should he stick with the Jeep Cherokee or should he cave in and get the minivan?
Hey, number one reason. Cops won't pull you over in a minivan.
Really?
I mean, do you need any other reason?
It's going real slow.
Because even if you're speeding, you could just be like, oh, my kids, they're at home. I got to get to soccer practice. Well,
bye.
All right, Jeff, you're screwed, bro.
Why do you think it is so hard for most of us to ask for help? I mean, it really is. It's Nina at 9:30 on B96, giving you a little gems for the journey to make your life easier. And today, it's about that, asking for help. And I had to think about it because I'm terrible at asking for it too. But I was catching up with my cousin. There's been a lot going on in our family, and she's been handling most of it by herself. So she's been telling me all about it. And I just, as I'm listening to her, it had been months. I'm like, why didn't you just call?
Yeah.
Why didn't you just let me know? And she's like, well, I didn't want to bother you.
Literally, what? What did I just write down? Read this. What did I just write down?
Feel bothering people.
I was trying to not forget it because people feel like you asked, why do people not ask for help? Because
right.
They feel like they're bothering people.
Yeah. And so upon further research, because I was soul searching and asking myself the same question, the one thing I think a lot of us forget about is one, it's a strength to be able to ask for help, not a weakness. And the other is the people that you're asking, more often than not, people actually like giving help.
People love giving help.
You know, and so if you think about it in that way, you're not bothering somebody. You're giving somebody something that they enjoy doing.
Just realized I'm playing the wrong music.
Oh, I didn't even think about it.
I'm like, why am I playing this music?
We're getting so hype right now. I'm trying to be deep.
It's funny that you say that, though, Nina, and I want to piggyback on that because my dad, actually, this is probably one of the number one things that has stuck with me that my dad has taught me.
Yeah.
And along the same line, he said, people love to help you. It's all about how you ask for the help, though.
True.
And he would always tell me, the way you ask for help from someone is to literally say, hey, I really need your help with something. To start like that. Because then because don't tell them what you need. You tell them you need your help. Hey, I need your help and you're the person to help me.
Right.
Because then it's like, oh, what? Yeah, I can help you.
Yeah, I got you.
And then you're like, I need $1,000. You're like, oh, man, I guess.
You better call somebody else for that
but
one.
But it's a good point that he makes, though. And he says it often because he's the boss at his job. And people come to him often for things. And he's like, this is the way to do it, the best way to approach it. So, don't be embarrassed. Don't feel like you're bothering people. ask them, but start that way.
Exactly. You start that way, and then you're more effective in everything you do, whether it's at work or if it's in your life or with your family. I mean, that's what your people are there for.
Don't you think it's like part of American culture, too, to just kind of do things on your own and kind of like lift yourself up by your bootstraps, the phrase that gets, you know, uttered so often.
Yeah, but then you get tired. And I'm super guilty of it. Yeah. I don't like asking people for help. I can do it by myself. Yeah. But when I started learning how to do that, everything just got easier. And you ended up being more efficient and you climb faster, all of those things.
That's the part that you need to repeat. You become more efficient when you spread those responsibilities out. I mean, I think people more often than you do want to do it by yourself, but the product, the final product will never be as good if you have a team surrounding you and helping you out. Because other people are skilled in other areas that you are not. So allow them to use their expertise to help you out in the long run. I love that one, Nina. This is a great one.
Okay, take that, Jem. And if you're feeling lazy today, too, just I need your help. Gabe.
Hey, Nina, I need $1,000. I need somebody to...
There you go. Weekdays, Nina at 9:30 with Gabe and Nina on B96.
Wow, that was a good podcast.
I can't even believe we said those things.
I mean, with that one in the beginning when I was like, and then you were like,
Oh my God, right? And I was like, what a jerk.
Hopefully you guys enjoyed it just as much as we did. All right, it's Gabe and Nina, B96.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.